I went to, we did have some breakout sessions. I went to one about root causes for discipline and disparities. And they think identifying the root causes in general will help us understand what's occurring. But some of the practices that they talked about specifically was restorative justice practices. This is the idea or notion that that a student has to repair the relationship or the harm that they've done in order to correct the behavior. That consequences and disciplinary actions still take place, but what they try to do is establish these restorative practices so that the behavior doesn't recidivate.
Needless to say, you said 3 million suspensions nationwide, so people definitely see this as a nationwide issue that's cropped up a little more. And as you mentioned, I was going to ask about how much of it is focused on the cause rather than just they did something so we need to punish. How much of going forward of this is saying, well, let's not just look at the action, but why is the student in that situation?
So a lot. Was discussed around this idea that, suspensions don't necessarily change behavior, but yet we still have to keep schools safe. And looking at and connecting with mental health organizations to help support families and students themselves was another tactic that some districts tried to use in order to get at the root cause of the behavior itself.
Displayed both from districts that you might know about around here, but even other people who might have participated, is there a range of what those causes are? You just mentioned mental health, which of course is a whole nother issue than just somebody having,
a tantrum.
Yeah, right. What is sort of the range of causes that could lead up to behavior that becomes disruptive enough or violent enough now consider a suspension?
Well, the behaviors, there's a millions of causes for negative student behavior in schools. And environmental issues, hunger, poverty, many of these are some of the, top ones, including mental health issues. The purpose of this was to figure out what strategies are working, what strategies that we are should be proposed that are working, and how can the federal government help support those efforts?